From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama was in Albuquerque, New Mexico today, talking about the small business lending bill he signed Monday. The measure gave more tax breaks to small businesses and set up a $30 billion fund for community banks to use to make loans to them. From member station KUNM, Jim Williams reports.
About 30 residents of Albuquerque's South Valley community sat in lawn chairs in the hot sunshine in Andy and Etta Mascareñas' front yard. Mr. Obama told them he's working to try to overcome economic problems that hadn't been dealt with by the previous administration. Restaurant owner Tanya Fitzgerald said the economy has had a ripple effect on her.
It is hard for us to receive a loan only because we count on our local people to support us.
Right.
And we support them with our meals, obviously.
The president said the bill he signed gives immediate tax credits for things like upgrading restaurant equipment.
You can write off the business expenses of purchasing that oven this year a lot faster than you would have otherwise been able to do.
President Obama expressed frustration with congressional Republicans for, in his words, playing political games by opposing most of his agenda. For NPR News, I'm Jim Williams in Albuquerque.
The president is at a rally in Madison, Wisconsin this evening. Now appears a group of House Democrats are breaking ranks with the administration over the matter of whether to extend soon-to-expire tax cuts for investment income. The Democrats, led by Representative John Adler of New Jersey, have sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying they strongly support an extension of the current tax rates for capital gains and dividends. The tax cuts enacted in 2003 included setting the top rate on capital gains and dividends at 15%. Those cuts, along with the tax cut extension, expires at the end of the year. Tropical storm warning is in effect across much of Florida and the Keys today. As Marina Giambinelli reports from member station WLRN in Miami, forecasters are urging residents to keep an eye on what is now a very wet tropical depression.
The weather system is moving slowly and gradually gaining strength. It'll likely drench Cuba tonight, and forecasters then expect it to head straight for Miami at about 10 miles an hour. Dennis Feltgren, spokesman for the National Hurricane Center, urges residents to brace for wet weather.
Rain will be the big concern with this system. 4 to 8 inches of rain is expected over portions of South Florida, including Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches, and even through the Florida Keys. And that kind of rain that fast could produce some flooding.
Feltgren says he expects the system to make landfall Wednesday afternoon. For NPR News, I'm Marina Giovanelli in Miami.
California heat wave is showing no signs of abating a day after record temperatures broiled Los Angeles. The reports of thousands without power. One reason for the outage is apparently the intense heat, which hit 113 degrees in some spots. That's blown some transformers as people have run air conditioners virtually nonstop. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 46 points. The NASDAQ was up 9 points. You're listening to NPR. The former Prime Minister of Iceland now appears to be the first world leader who is being referred to a special court for prosecution in connection with the 2008 financial crisis. A vote by that country's parliament today clearing the way for Prime Minister Gar Harta to appear before a special court for allegedly failing to take action to avert a financial crisis in that country. Iceland's debt-fueled financial system collapsed at the height of the global financial crisis, sending the country's currency tumbling and unemployment up sharply. The recession has taken a heavy toll on marriage. That's according to new census figures. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, the number of married adults is at its lowest level in a century.
Just 52% of adults are now married, down from 57% in 2000. Marriage rates have fallen most dramatically among those 25 to 34, especially those with less education. In fact, in a reversal, the number of young adults who've never married is now greater than those who have. Mark Mather of the Population Reference Bureau says it's part of a larger shift.
We've had more women entering the workforce, rising divorce rates. There's been a lot of trends in this direction, but I think the recession kind of pushed it over the edge.
As the young struggle to find work, studies suggest they're putting off both marriage and parenthood. But in another long-term trend, Mather says more people are simply living together without being wed. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
New BBC poll is finding more than half of those questioned in some of the world's largest economies are opposed to more government spending for stimulus. The BBC World Service poll released today finds the strongest opposition to increased government stimulus comes from countries where stimulus measures have been put in place. In the U.S., around 58% said they oppose additional stimulus measures. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.